You're on Texas Standard Time.
For some Texas kids, neither in camp or school, the season can be physically painful. Because in more than 17% of Texas households where it's not clear where the next meal is going to come from, summer means not being able to count on lunch. In fact, there is a state program that offers midday meals to help low-income students get fed during summer break. But it's not getting used anywhere near as much as it could be or should be. And a new study may tell us why not. Kathy Cry is head of research at the Texas Hunger Initiative at Baylor University. Welcome to The Standard.
Thank you, David.
One of the interesting aspects of this issue is that the resources are there to feed hungry Texas kids during the summer, but the program isn't being used as much as it should be. What is happening?
That's right. We know that in Texas, there's almost 6,000 summer meal sites across the state, but only about 10% of those kids who receive a free or reduced price meal during the school year are actually participating in the summer meal program. So we've heard anecdotally from workers for years about what may be some barriers. And this study that we conducted was really the first to take existing data and really look across the state and try to see what some of those variables are that are associated with a neighborhood having a site. And what we found was that transportation plays a really key role in whether or not a neighborhood has a summer meal site.
Transportation, we're talking about just basically getting to the site where the meals are actually offered. It's not that they don't know that they're being offered, it's that they literally, can't get to the place.
That's right. So when we looked at this, specifically in urban areas, we found that where residents walk, carpool, or take public transportation, they're more likely to have a summer meal site in their neighborhood. Whereas in rural areas where residents use cars primarily, they're less likely to have a meal site.
You know, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I would imagine it being a bigger problem in rural areas, especially where transportation options would tend to be limited. But what's interesting, unless I misread something in the summary of this report, it seems like there are more people underserved in urban parts of Texas, right?
That's right, just because of the magnitude of the need and the number of kids that are there. And so the number of sites that you need is going to be greater, especially because, you know, this confirms that in urban areas, families are often relying on sources of public transportation. So they need more sites closer to them to be able to access them.
So what's the fix? I guess there's not any simple fix because a lot depends on the demography, the infrastructure of the particular location.
Right. Well, there's a couple of things, and there's a lot of good examples of innovation around the state that groups are doing. So there's some short-term solutions and then maybe some more long-term policy solutions. So some options include having mobile meal routes. So there's a number of cities around Texas and school districts that have created sort of a mobile system where they retrofit a school bus or other vehicles and they drive the meals out to students who maybe aren't able to get to a site. And some of those programs have worked really, really well. There's also good partnerships. For example, we've worked with the Texas Department of Transportation and Rural Transit looking for ways to collaborate and use existing transportation infrastructure. So in Lubbock, I know they used existing bus routes to get kids to meals, and city buses had maps of meal sites available for kids and families. So those are some good examples of ways to kind of overcome this transportation barrier.
Of course, you got to get all the parties involved talking about this issue, and perhaps that's what this research will accomplish. Dr. Kathy Cry is head of research at the Texas Hunger Initiative at Baylor University. Dr. Cry, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.